It's Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio.
The Kohler Company is keen to create a world-class golf course along Lake Michigan, but the project has faced obstacles.
The 18-hole course would border Kohler-André State Park, and critics fear its impact on a fragile sand dune wetland system. Kohler received the necessary permits from the Wisconsin DNR and was ready to break ground, but a series of lawsuits have slowed down construction, and now a new wrinkle has emerged.
A former DNR employee says agency staff was pressured to approve the golf course. The Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism broke the story on Sunday.
Sarah Weitz-Kotacek reported and wrote the story. Speaking with Lake Effect's Susan Bentz, she begins by describing the development the Kohler Company hopes to construct.
The golf course is supposed to be built on a 247-acre parcel of land that the Kohler Company owns, and it's going to be a public 18-hole golf course. The plan is to remove about half of the trees on the property and to integrate the golf course with the sand dunes that are there next to Lake Michigan. So on the property is a mesic forest, and it's in the watershed of the Black River, and it's also along Lake Michigan, which is the sandy dune environment.
So how did you happen to dig into this story 2 months ago or so?
I'm a fellow at the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism and Wisconsin Public Radio, and this is something that had been on the radar of the editor at Wisconsin Watch. She had been speaking with some former staff members from DNR who had expressed concerns about the way that this approval process had gone.
So one of these people is Pat Truckle. Is that how you say her name?
Yeah, Pat Truckle.
She is a fairly recently retired wetland ecologist with the DNR and would have been part of a team assigned to looking at that site to check for impacts because Kohler needed a wetland permit to push forward the project. Is that right?
Yeah. So Pat Truckle is a wetland ecologist who was involved in assessing this property to see what kind of wetlands were there and looking at the project plan to see how they might be affected. And so she went over the course of several years for DNR to survey this property.
And her assessment was that it's a unique, fragile system, right?
Yes. She said that this is one of the most special places she's ever seen in her life. It's a rare ecological system only found on the shores of the Great Lakes, and it's globally rare. There's something called pitcher's thistle, which is
right.
A federally endangered plant. And there's Pat Truckle said she identified about 8 endangered species. Those rare species also are a habitat for some rare insects. The wetlands that are in the wooded area of the park are habitat for amphibians, and the trees are an important stopover point for birds that are migrating through the Great Lake region.
So you were able to walk some of that land with her?
Well, what we did was walk along the public side of
right.
the property adjoining Kohler's property. So there's a path that separates them, and you can look into the Kohler property and then see somewhat similar things on the state park side, although Truckle said that the state park, because it has had more of a human presence, isn't as pristine as the Kohler property.
Did your investigation lead you to talk with other DNR staff?
Yes, I spoke with several DNR staff, former staff, some of whom were involved in part of this project and others who were not, but have spoken with people who were or are observing. They all expressed somewhat similar concerns based on what they had heard or witnessed.
Talking with neighbors, I know that there's a group called Friends of the Black River Forest who have been sounding the alarm about their concern.
Yeah, so I've spoken with Mary Fadash, who is one of the leaders of that group, and walked some of this property with her. They are suing on various fronts to stop this project, and because of those lawsuits, the project is on hold. And their concerns are the environmental issues, the potential destruction of these wetland and dune systems, and there's also the archaeological significance of the land. There's over 25,000 historic and prehistoric artifacts that were identified by a University of Milwaukee team of archaeologists for Kohler as a part of the permitting process. There's a burial mound there that the company has agreed to not disturb. So, you know, another concern that the Friends of the Black River have emphasized is just how the process has unfolded with the swap of some state park land for private Kohler land in another part of the park to build an entrance road and a maintenance building and a clubhouse. They're concerned that standards haven't been followed or that Kohler is exercising an outsized influence because of its important role in the local economy. And, you know, Kohler didn't want to do an interview for this story, but they have outlined their plan to do wetland mitigation, and they said that their golf course plan avoids these rare wetlands and that they are conscious about that.
So Kohler is saying that they are leaving the most important areas alone, that they will not be part of the excavation and the building of the golf course?
Yeah, they plan to do, they say, minimal grading so that the rare dunes themselves have been identified and won't be touched by the construction of the golf course. They're planning to plant native species to, you know, avoid introducing more invasives to the area. Concerns that have been raised in public comments by other wetland ecologists and these former DNR staffers are questioning the extent to which DNR has investigated the potential secondary impacts of the watering and the fertilizing, you know, whether those nutrients being brought into the system could destroy the wetlands and dunes, even if Kohler doesn't grade them or take them out as they build the golf course.
What is the status, do you know, of those lawsuits? I think all three of those have been initiated by the Friends of the Black River Forest. Is that right?
That's right. So there's several lawsuits. One is focused on the land swap that the State Natural Resources Board approved. And another is focused on this permit, the wetland permit that DNR approved. One has been filed in multiple counties. Then there's a separate administrative law judge review of the permit. And that judge was expected to make a decision, I think, some time ago. So any time now, the judge may rule on that. And depending on how they rule it, it may go to court or the issue may be resolved depending on whether the DNR secretary then does with that decision, because the DNR secretary has the authority to rule on an administrative law judge's decision.
Of course, we'll have a new governor who is committed or has said that he will bring science back to the DNR. Have you thought at all about how a change in administration might alter the course of this plan?
Hypothetically, under Governor Evers, there would probably likely be a new DNR secretary appointed, and perhaps their approach to administrative law judge rulings might differ. This is speculative, but perhaps there will be a shift given what he said about his commitment to environmental regulations.
So as a journalist, Sarah, what did you find most compelling as you learned more about this case, about the proposed golf course?
Well, I think this situation does raise some questions about the extent to which, in the current regulatory climate, corporate interests are weighed against environmental protection concerns. There are standards in Wisconsin for preserving rare wetlands, and I think that this example raises some important questions about the extent to which the scientists at the DNR are being empowered to pursue those standards and, you know, how the balance of these interests are being considered in the state.
Sarah Weitz-Kotacek is a fellow with the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism's newsroom, working for outlets including Wisconsin Watch and Wisconsin Public Radio. You'll find her story on the controversy surrounding the Kohler Project at WUWM.com.
Incidentally, the DNR declined a request for an interview, citing ongoing litigation, which has stalled the project. Department spokesman Jim Dick said the agency, quote, makes permit application decisions based on law and sound science. You can hear more interviews like this one by visiting the Lake Effect page at WUWM.com.